Welcome to the Compass Church podcast and thanks for tuning in. We hope that you enjoy the message that you're about to hear.
The Bible says that we enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. I love the fact that I can press into God. That it's a choice I get to make to go deeper and to draw closer and to have more of God. There is no limit to the amount of God that you can have in your life. He just wants to keep pouring out and he wants to keep blessing you. He wants to keep loving on you. Can you turn around and give somebody a hug this morning? Tell them they look good, they smell good, you're glad. You're sitting next to them. Thank you, team. You guys are sensational. Now, I'm a little offset, so I hope I'm not upsetting anybody's feng shui this morning, but I'm standing in the light. I feel like I need to be in the spotlight. Hey, it is so good to be here this morning. We've had just an amazing weekend from Friday night with the youth where God showed up. And then we had our prophetic masterclass, which was less prophetic and more ministry. But we got a little bit prophetic. And it was actually Pastor Phil, Joe was telling me just before that after class yesterday, he went home and he went for a walk down the street and he was walking his dog and there was an old gentleman there and he felt like God said, go back and speak to him. So he went back and spoke to him and then he got an opportunity to pray for him because he said he had some growth in his head that the doctors were just yet to work out what it was. And at the end of the time, the guy goes, I feel fantastic. I feel great. So there was a shift there. And I just want to ask you, are you glad to be in church this morning? Wouldn't it be terrible if you were here under duress? You had to be here. Phil's big and he's muscly and he'll beat me up if I don't come. And I love going to church. I love what Psalm says. It says, I was glad when they said to me, let's go to the house of the Lord. Do you know there's people in your community that will be glad when you ask them to come into the house? Statistics, which are mostly made up, but this one's real, say that 84% of people will come to church if you ask them. If you ask them to come to church, if you ask them to come to a life group, if you ask them to attend a church function, they would come. Because what I've learned over the last year, people are hungry. People are searching. They're searching for community. They're searching for acceptance. And they're searching for truth. That's what we can offer them. At church, we can offer them all those three things. Community, acceptance, and truth. Jesus Christ is truth. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And we can bring people in. Can I encourage you this week, go out and invite some people to church. Invite them to a life group. Do whatever you have to do. Take them out for lunch. Be generous. Be loving. Be accepting. And I'm telling you, this place will just overflow. You're sitting in the middle of a miracle right now. God has gone before you and performed a miracle. I'm so pumped. I'm so grateful to be back. And I just want to thank Pastor Phil and Nat and their beautiful girls. Some of just the greatest people I've ever met in my life. Can you put your hands together for your pastors? Big-hearted, generous. Nat just tells the truth. She said to me this morning, she said, Phil has biceps, but you've got a muffin top. And I thought, that is terrible. I thought, I'm leaving my jacket on. I'm not going to flex at all. God is so good. No, I'm just kidding. And I just want to celebrate you guys. You're awesome. This is an amazing building. And I've already got some things that God's spoken to me about this morning, but I just want to build faith for 5 or so minutes. Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you an opportunity to come forward and respond to God. And we can do one of two things. We can ignore God, we can resist God, or we can step into God. Now, that's not one of two things. That's one of three things. But that's what I'm saying. I'm telling you. But my encouragement, in the last 6 weeks, I've been everywhere. I've been to New Zealand. I've been to America. I've been to Sydney. I've been to Adelaide. I'm here. I'm about to go to... God is moving in a fresh and real way in the earth today. There's a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit. It's been happening since the day of Pentecost. But God is big and God is real. And it changes everything. When we press in, when we step in, the Bible says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. I'm under no illusions today that any of this is about me. I'm the cracked vessel that allowed some light in, that allowed God to pour into my life because I needed it. We all need miracles. We all need a fresh touch of the Holy Spirit upon our life. We need the Word of God. We need to live in intimacy with God, but then we need to release what we have. We need to let flow what God pours into it, because freely given, freely receive, freely give. And my encouragement to you today is push back some darkness. Fight some devils. Push back against the enemy, because the enemy's real. The enemy, the Bible says in Peter, it says, be self-controlled and alert, because the devil, your adversary. the one that stands against you, the one that fights against you, the one that wants to rob you of peace, the one that wants to take your health or break your marriage or squash your finances. He's roaming around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. But if he can devour some, he can't devour others. I want to be of the elect that says, I'm in faith. You can't touch me. I'm washed in the blood. Because of the cross, I can stand in faith. I can stand in strength. And what does the Bible say? It says, when you've done all to stand, stand therefore. Stand firm. And I want to call some people out this morning that you've sat down in your circumstance. You've been pushed around. You've been battered by life. And I want to encourage you to stand up this morning. Because in Hebrews, it says, we're not of those that shrink back under destruction. We're of those that press forward under salvation. This is a pressing forward church. This is a church of faith. This is a house of miracles, a house of salvation. And I believe God's going to do a mighty work this morning. Amen? You know, in Hebrews 13:8, it says, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if he healed yesterday, he heals today. If he set people free yesterday, he sets people free today. And I love telling stories of where I've been and what I've seen, but, you know, it's often in another country and in another year. And when I was in the Philippines, I pulled a lady out of a wheelchair. Well, this happened yesterday. This happened in this house. It wasn't in America. It wasn't in the Philippines. This is in your house. God is moving. In this space, by your faith and through your prayers and your sacrifice and your pressing in, God is here. And my encouragement to you is to always be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and respond. So as I said, there's somebody here and you've got pain in the lower part of your back. God's going to heal you this morning. Who is that? Yeah, just come forward, please. It might be more than one. Thank you, Lord. Can we maybe have some keys or something behind us quietly? But God is moving right now wherever you are. And he's willing to touch you this morning. I love in Luke 5, it's an amazing story, Luke 5:12, and it's a story of a leper. A leper being a social outcast, one that was displaced from normal living and couldn't return to it by choice because of a condition he had. It says that this leper knew that Jesus was there, so he approached him, which was socially unacceptable. He couldn't do that. And as he approached him, he said, if you're willing, you can make me whole. If you're willing, you can make me whole. Sometimes there's a question in our mind, is he willing? I'm pretty certain he's able, but is he willing? Or is this something I'm meant to walk through? Is this something I have to learn from? Sometimes. But I love this picture in the Bible because it says, I'm willing. And it says that he reached out and touched the untouchable. He reached out and loved the unlovable. I don't know how you found yourself in the house this morning, but what I do know is God is willing. He's totally able and he's willing. He's willing to meet with you today in the middle of your mess, in the middle of your dysfunction, in the middle of your brokenness, in the middle of your victory. God is here today to meet with you. This is going to be a very simple message this morning. God loves you. He's for you and he's willing to help you get from where you are to where he destines you to be. Do you know what I love about the Bible? It says that God knows the end from the beginning. And while we're here in our brokenness, in walking through our storm and facing our challenge, he's here on the other side saying, all things work together for good. You are there, but I am here, and I'm telling you, it worked together for your good. You're bigger. You're stronger. You're in victory. You're delivered. You're healed. You're free today. I can't see how it could be, God, because you don't have to see, just believe. We live by faith and not by sight. I'm already out on the other side of your challenge. I'm already out here telling you, walk towards me. You know what it says in Hebrews? It says, because we're surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, the men and women of faith that have gone before us, says, let us cast off every weight. Can I encourage you, cast off this morning. Get active in going, I'm not having this anymore. I'm not accepting this for my life. The promise of God is yes and amen. I can walk in victory. I can walk healed. I can be free today. Let's cast off every weight and sin which tries to just jump on us and grab on us. And it's sometimes things others have done. Sometimes it's things we've done. Doesn't matter. Just cast it off this morning by faith and say, I'm looking to Jesus because he's the author and perfecter of my faith. When my faith wanes, he's strong. And in my weakness, he makes me strong. And I can just walk towards him looking to Jesus. Can I encourage you this morning? Just receive. Just receive love. And just receive acceptance. And just receive affirmation. and just receive that you're made in the image of God and He loves you. He's for you and not against you. His declaration over your life is no weapon formed against you shall prosper. It's not easy to do because I've made mistakes and I know who I am. But He tells me through the Word, He says, as far as the east is from the west, I remember not. God chooses not to remember our failings and our brokenness. And He says, I just remember not. Today is a new day. Today you can step into all that I have for you. Amen? Yeah. We're going to pray this prayer and I'm going to hand back to Pastor Phil. And then I know he's going to open the altar up. And I'm going to pray for any need and any desire that you have in your life before we finish today. But can we just stand to our feet, church? Is that okay? There was four people that raised their hand and said, I want to make Jesus the Lord of my life. Can we give them a hand this morning? And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to lead us in a really simple prayer. Is that okay? I'd love every person in the auditorium to pray this prayer with me this morning. Say, Jesus. Come on, loud voices, every person. Jesus, I give you my life. Thank you for the work of the cross. Thank you for dying in my place and gifting me with salvation. I receive that gift today. Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit. Lead me in your ways from this day forward. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. We trust that you've enjoyed the message. For more podcasts, head to www.compasschurch.com.au.